Oh, sir.
What are they singing? To be or not to be?
Can you hear that?
This is Danny Nesvetterani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. The Honeybee Center in Surrey, BC was buzzing more than usual on May 20th, which is also known as World Bee Day. The Honeybee Center is a honey farm and hub for honeybee education, and as part of the City of Surrey's environmental extravaganza, the Honeybee Center hosted a World Bee Day celebration at their farm location in Surrey. Surrey's environmental extravaganza takes place from April 22nd on Earth Day to June 8th on World Ocean Day, and includes over 100 free environmental programs and events for residents to explore throughout the city. CJSF took a trip down to the Honeybee Center for World Bee Day, where we were greeted by Cassie Jabot, educator, beekeeper, and owner of the Honeybee Center.
Yeah, so Honeybee Center was founded by my father-in-law about 22 years ago, John, and his concept was providing pollination services to blueberry growers in the Fraser Valley. And as a side effect of that, we have monofloral honey. So we're able to produce blueberry blossom honey or cranberry blossom honey because we put our bees in that field. So the farmer gets a pollination service and we get a monofloral honey. And so since then we've evolved into sort of being a start to finish business. So my specific role is I provide education. I do mostly field trips throughout the school year. I see about 250 groups a year. But then we also do lots of programming for adults, families, etc. And so today we're celebrating World Bee Day.
Jabot also sees the educational resources provided by the Honeybee Center as a gateway for kids to become more interested in the environment and environmental stewardship.
Yeah, so our main program that we run all through the school year is, I call it a basic bees program. It's our field trip program. So basically we're teaching lots of different things about honeybees and other bees. With the end goal being creating better environmental stewards. So working with kids to give them information and make them curious about bees and insects and the environment, because we believe that the curiosity will turn to action. And so we want to just create these humans that are going to save our planet. And our angle, of course, is bees, because, you know, we're a bee company, but we also understand that without bees, we'd have less food, or food would be more expensive. And it's sort of just, it's just the start of looking at the environment when you're working with bees. Yeah.
Of course, we did come down to the Honeybee Center for World Bee Day, so we also talked about what the Honeybee Center had to offer for those in attendance.
So today we have 11 exhibitors, so a Surrey invasive plant removal, the Avian Research Bird Center, we've got the Clayton Seed Library, Metro Vancouver, Regional Parks, Girl Guides are here. So we've got 11 different vendor tables. Throughout the afternoon, we're going to have story times, bee-themed story times. And at 4 o'clock, the big show will be a beekeeping demonstration. So we'll open up one of our beehives and get people to have an inside look at what's happening in a hive. And again, like I say, hopefully make them curious about bees.
There is a lot to learn about honeybees. Yet, there is still a fear that many have when it comes to interacting and being around swarms of bees like you might find on a honey farm. Here is what Cassie Jabot had to say about those concerns.
So one of the things I lead with for children is, are you planning to act like a bear? And as long as you don't act like a bear, then the bees are going to leave you alone. They're more scared of us than we are of them. And I think that social media makes us scared of things. But really, bees are only harming us when they feel like they're in danger. Of course, you know, we don't know if we've accidentally stepped on their home or what's leading to their fear. But I tell people, just stay still, stay calm, breathe slowly. Move away, because really you're probably more likely to get hurt by a cat than you are a bee. And I think, again, like I said, it's about sort of slowing your body down, respecting the environment, everything has a purpose, and then being a little bit more curious, trying to be more curious than scared at the end of the day.
For those that are curious, You can find out more about the Honeybee Center at honeybeecenter.com. You can also visit their farm location in Surrey, BC, which is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.